We are approaching the 100th anniversary of the constitutional amendment that guaranteed women the right to vote. WYPR is honoring the upcoming centennial with a series called Beyond the Ballot. In two short radio essays a month, we are spotlighting Maryland women who have broken new ground and changed our world for the better in the century since gaining their rightful access to the voting booth. I'm Sherry Parks. Dr. Leiby's so-called Diamond was a pioneer in many ways and one of the nation's leading pediatric orthopedic surgeons. A Baltimore native, so-called Diamond was the only child of Max Sokol and Anne Hershon Sokol, who were deeply involved in helping Jews in Eastern Europe flee their homelands and resettle in the United States during the 1930s. Leiby was born with congenital ring constrictive syndrome, which caused the loss of several fingers and toes while in utero. By the time she was a teenager, she had undergone 25 surgical procedures. She would go on to use those experiences for the rest of her life in surgery, research, and teaching. She once told a colleague, "You can either bitch or moan and make everyone around miserable, or accept what is reality and get on with your life." So-called Diamond focused on hand and limb deformities, particularly orthopedic aspects of genetic diseases in children, similar to her own and a medically underserved group at the time. So-called Diamond was the first female resident at the University of Pennsylvania Hospital and became its first female orthopedic surgical resident in 1960. She was certified by the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery in 1963. "Sometimes," she said, "it was not working with a disability, but gender that would present her biggest challenge." In an interview with J. Moore magazine, she said, "In retrospect, maybe some of my rough times were because I was a woman. We were tolerated in a physical sense. Out of 200 interns and residents, there were only 5 women. You took what was dished out and you shut up and drank your beer. We all thought that if we made any noise, we'd be kicked out." So-called Diamond became renowned in her field for her innovative techniques for correcting limb deformities. The children saw a surgeon with challenges similar to their own, using her custom-designed surgical gloves. She drew on her personal experiences to tend to them and their families in a special and distinctive way. By sharing, Dr. So-called Diamond said, she could take away some of the aloneness, some of the fear of the future. One of her students, Jerome Reichmister, who went on to become the chief of orthopedic surgery at Sinai Hospital, said, "She had the ability to relate to the kids and their families and give them the best possible expectations. It takes a special person who could speak with authority because she had lived through it." Her impact on medicine in Baltimore was widespread. She was a professor at the University of Maryland from 1961 to 1996 and consulted at Maryland General Hospital, Greater Baltimore Medical Center, Franklin Square Hospital, and Union Memorial Hospital. Dr. Leiby, so-called Diamond, died on May 17, 2017.